Okay, we are in the midst of concluding, making picks, I think. I don't know if I'm going to try to get back in into this draft, but we've already started to work the phones as far as the undrafted college free agents. But I think it's been a really, really good 3 days. And we've talked about the first four guys. Brent was someone that basically we started talking about in the second round. And when you play the type of defense that we play, you cannot have enough defensive linemen. And he fits the five technique for us. So, and also getting in a running back, a big guy that we feel like, and he fits the scheme that both Rico and Gary are going to be utilizing this year. And then to get an offensive lineman like John. And I was told by a Hall of Fame offensive lineman that was a coach, and I asked him at some point what the number one trait that he thought an offensive lineman had. And he thought about it, and he said, being smart. This kid that we just got is at the top of the charts of that one, you know. And we're looking forward to bringing him in. Keith is a developmental quarterback. Gary has a lot of hope with Keith. Steve talked to him about, you know, coming back down in a game and winning the game. So we're looking forward to having him here. And then we just got the local kid. And Kevin and I were joking. I don't know if he knows he's been drafted, because I had him on the phone and it was too loud. And, you know, I go, are you still there? And he did not answer me. So there's a party going on somewhere in Baltimore right now. And I just hope the kid knows that it was me that was on the phone talking to him. I feel very good. You know, we talked about, you know, getting a receiver in that could work on the inside. But this guy also can be a returner for us. And I think that helps us also. Eric?
I'm good. You know, I just want to thank the scouts and coaches for a very productive 3 days. I think the guys worked really hard. We had a lot of new coaches this year. We've got scouts that have a lot of different things going on in their personal lives, you know, with small children, having babies, you know, all kinds of crazy things. And we ask a lot of those guys, and they do a great job. So I'm very appreciative about that.
Eric, this is the point of the weekend where you usually say either singles or doubles or home runs. Based on what Ozzie just said, pretty positive vibe in your room?
I think we're excited. You know, you never know what kind of shape the draft is going to take. You know, we go into it blind. And this just ended up being really a draft about substance. And we got guys that we think are going to be here for a long time that are going to help us win games. They're guys in the fourth quarter that should be big-time players for us over time. And we're excited. You know, a lot of these guys, if you had said to me or Ozzie that we would have gotten these guys in these rounds back in the fall, we'd have taken it. You know, so that's exciting. We got some excellent value with some of these guys, and they're good football players. And for the second year, I think we've added a nice influx of young defensive talent. We've always been known as a team that's prided itself on defense, and this is a blue-collar community, and I think they're going to enjoy watching these guys play.
Ozzie, the offensive tackle position, did it just not present itself the way the boards were falling to have a chance to attack? Were there any that got within striking distance of?
Well, yeah, you're correct. The way the board was stacked, you could see what 3-4 went right away at the top of the first round. So it wasn't stacked very well from that in that case. And so, you know, we were not going to just reach down and just take a player at the tackle position. But, you know, the way I look at it, the way John look at it, Eric and Steve, is that we got three tackles here, you know, because K.O. can play tackle. We got Ricky and we got Eugene. So we have three tackles here, and we'll just shake things up and see how the best thing happens. But also, if you all well know, we're not done as far as building this football team. And if, you know, the opportunity presents itself for us to acquire a player to play a tackle, if we need to, we'll be able to do it.
Ozzie, Was it overblown outside in what people were talking about, how much you were getting asked about it, though, the need for a tackle? You know, did you think more people were talking about that while you had more confidence in Rick and Jari than people thought?
Well, we get the opportunity to be intimate with the guys. And, you know, I had the conversation with Steve very early on. You know, even if we had a drafted Greg Robinson, you know, we got these young guys and we need to give these young guys a chance. You know, I think guys should fail on the field. And so we're going to give these guys the opportunity to fail on the field. That way we know whether they can or not. But we feel real good about them. And the other aspect of that, bringing in a new set of coaches and they getting a chance to put their eyes on them, and they feel good about our young guys that we drafted last year.
Eric, this year having the larger group of players you consider draftable players, do you feel like there's a good group of undrafted players that are still out there that you guys are trying to work, you know, right now?
Yeah, the guys are up there now. We are able to talk to players during the draft and agents as well. So the guys are up there. We have a little bit of an advantage, I think, in that we are done picking. There's a lot of players out there. And, you know, Mark and Joe Douglas, those guys are working very hard with the scouts and coaches to get everybody organized. And we think it'll end up being very effective.
Eric, what do you recall of Michael Campanaro at the Senior Bowl as he was just off the injury when he was out there?
Well, I think he's shifty. I think he's tough. I think he's very quick. He plays the slot, which is kind of a niche position. He does that very, very well. He's been a very productive player. I think that he's a good run after catch guy. I think he's competitive. He can catch punts. Should have a chance to contribute. But the other thing is we had the opportunity a few weeks ago to bring him here and work him out. And he had a very, very impressive workout. One of the other guys working out with him pulled a muscle, and Mike basically took every single rep during that workout, and it was impressive. And I think that, in my mind, sort of, you know, tilted the scales a little bit to him really being considered to be a good prospect for us. And it seems like every year we're always looking at these slot receivers on other teams, and they're really good guys. They're always sixth-round picks, seventh-round picks, undrafted free agents who develop, and we think Mike could be one of those guys. We're excited about him.
It was like a case that you just didn't think he was going to last that entire seventh round. That's why you traded back in to get him.
Well, you know, we only had a finite amount of picks. I mean, we really liked winning. You know, he was a player that we thought could come in here and develop. We saw some really positive things there. We talked about Mike earlier. We just didn't have enough picks. And we had the chance to make a trade. We thought it was a good trade for us at the time based on the board, based on, you know, the feelings we had about Mike. And, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. He was a player that we thought could come in here. There is a need for a guy like him. He has a unique skill set. We think he brings something different to the menu, and we think he can compete.
And as far as winning, I mean, for what he is now, I mean, do you think he is – you said he's a developmental quarterback, but, I mean, based on how he develops, I mean, could he compete for the number two spot, do you think, on this team?
Well, yes. He'll be competing, but what we, as we talked about it in the pre-draft press conference, Tyrod's in the last year of his deal. So we felt like it was an opportunity. If Tyrod gets the opportunity to get on the field and plays lights out, then it'll be very difficult for us to be able to retain him. So to already have someone here to start to develop, to work with Joe, I think is a very positive thing.
Do you guys see John more as a guard or a center?
He's capable of playing all three, and what we'll do, we'll just figure out where he best fits for us. That's center in both guards when I said all three, not tackle. Yeah.
Isaac, did you find it a little weird that you had first four out of five defense, last four guys offense? Or, I mean, I know you just draft the board, but that's sort of a strange, you know, one and then the other type of thing.
Well, I mean, we got Brent in the second day. Our five technique, but it just worked its way out itself out that way. We did not just go in today saying we were just going to draft offensive players. We were going to try to take the best players that were available, and they just so happened to be offensive players.
Eric, were there any trends in the draft or anything that played out that kind of surprised you that you didn't anticipate overall in this year's draft?
You know, gosh, I look at it so much. I think it just seemed like everybody was drafting offense, and we were drafting defense. And I'm sure that surprises people, but it's just really the matter of fact that we just draft the best player that's not available when we pick. And they happen to be defensive players. Now, some of that might have been because everybody else is drafting offense. You saw a lot of receivers. You saw a lot of offensive linemen come off the board. You know, some tight ends went quickly in the second round, and it just ended up every time we look up there, we'd say we look to the right, we look to the left, and the defensive players to the right, they were higher than the offensive players to the left. It wasn't by design; it just seemed to work out that way.
With Brent, the Virginia defense, what kind of ceiling do you have? I mean, he hasn't played the game maybe as long as a lot of other players. What kind of a ceiling do you think he has?
Well, you know, he's big. It's hard to find guys that size, first and foremost. So from that standpoint, he's a true fit. You know, when you look at those five techniques, they've got to be the best guys are typically 6'5", 6'6". You know, he's tough. He's strong. He's pretty athletic kid. He's getting better and better. He's played in the scheme. You know, early on, he was recruited by Al Groh to play in the 3-4 scheme as a five technique. Al Groh went up to Canada, found him, brought him back to be that guy in the defense. You know, since then, he's played some five technique, but primarily, you know, defensive tackle, a little bit of end. He's dropped a little bit in some of their schemes. He's a young player, and we're excited about him. He dealt with an injury this year. I think he suffered an injury in the 6th or 7th game of the season. Fought through that, ended up coming back for the Miami game at the end of the season. Went to the Senior Bowl. You know, this week I'm at my office watching a player, and Ozzie calls me and says, "Have you seen Urban at the Senior Bowl?" And I said, "Yeah." And Ozzie said he was kicking butt, you know, before he left, because he had to leave. The ankle was bothering him, so he ended up going back home. But I think, you know, that gave us some value, the opportunity to get him. The injuries, I think, factored in to us being able to get him at the end of the 4th round, and we're excited about that.
Ozzie, you guys go ahead.
You didn't take a corner, or was that much like with the tackles, the board just didn't fall that way, and did you come close to taking a corner?
The first part of the question, yeah, that's how the board was, but I don't think in any round, maybe with other than the first round, where a corner was in the conversation, because CJ was so highly rated that we didn't take one. But when we got to all the other picks, a corner was not in the conversation. We would have liked to have had the corner in the conversation, but there was none rated higher enough.
Ozzie, would you say when you talk about you're not done yet, that's definitely going to be, because I think you only have 4 on your roster. Is that definitely a position you guys are going to be really looking to upgrade in the coming weeks?
You know, and I think all of the young men that we'll be recruiting will look at that and say, hey, they didn't draft a corner, so they see an opportunity. So hopefully we'll be able to get the top of the list of guys that are out there available because they can look here and see an opportunity to come in and hopefully make our squad.
Ozzie touched on Taliaferro at the beginning, but Eric, you mentioned him in the pre-draft luncheon. Can you talk a little bit about what was so special in your mind for him and why he fits so well with you guys?
Well, I mentioned him so that you guys would know that I actually tell the truth every once in a while. I hope that so you'll come back next year. You know, he's a big guy, and he's pretty fast. He's 6 foot, 230 pounds. And the thing I liked about him at the Senior Bowl was he was probably the best back there in pass pro, which is kind of a dying art these days. That tells you about a kid's mentality, that he's willing to stick his nose in there. I think he's an aggressive runner. I think he's a downhill runner. I think he's a good scheme fit. I think he's got good hands. But really the size, the physicality that he has, he's a good scheme fit. Gary has had good success in his offense with players like this guy, and I think he's a good young developmental prospect.
All right.
Thank you, guys.